Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, as we get the week in motion now, we know a couple of things. The Hoosiers of North Carolina play for a scheduled tip at 9:57 Friday night at the Wells Fargo Center. That's the one in Philadelphia. We just came from the Wells Fargo Arena out in Des Moines, and that was rather pleasant. We know the Hoosiers open practice is set for Thursday at 1 o'clock, and this week we are on the same time, so that helps. Wisconsin hits the floor first, then Notre Dame and North Carolina follow. We know Thomas Bryan is going to Philadelphia, and remember, he's an East Coaster coming from Rochester, New York. I think most of you at least know that. But did you know Coach Tom has come up with a new nickname for his post player? And as he told his post game after the Kentucky win,
I started nicknaming him Little Bit. Players said that, you know, he's a good player and he scores a little bit. So all day I've been calling him Little Bit. Little Bit tried to do a little too much with the drip. It was fantastic during the game, and I'm so proud of the way he responded and the entire group, because I don't know if we could have got anybody else hurt. I just love these guys, whatever it takes, because they're resilient. They care about each other at such a high level. And the whole theme going into this game, and really from the second half of the Chattanooga game at some point, was we got to get ourselves prepared for just an absolute battle, and it's going to come down to mental toughness. And mental toughness is so hard to describe, but you know when you have it. But our guys responded in a great way, and I'm proud of them.
Well, Little Bit is on fire, headed to Philadelphia, hitting 73%, 11 of 15 in two games. He's shooting just under 69% from the field, which leads the Big Ten and would crush Cody Zeller's previous best by an Indiana first-year player. Cody averaged 62% 4 years ago. And right now, going into the Tar Heel matchup Friday night, Thomas Bryant, a.k.a. Little Bit, has 24 double-figure scoring games. Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, I just needed to know more about freshman sensation Lily King, the two-time national swimming champion in the 1 and 200 breaststroke events last weekend down in Atlanta. Come to find out, really a very modest high school resume out of Wrights High School in Evansville, a two-time state runner-up in the 100 breast, a third-place finish at state in the 200 IM prior to coming to IU. And that's where we today pick up the story with now her collegiate head coach and a proud one at Indiana U, Ray Luce.
You know, it really started her, you know, beginning of her junior year. Previous to that, she really had no interest in Indiana. We were able to invite her up for an unofficial visit. It really changed her mind. Spent a day with her, and it really changed her opinion. I just, you know, it was a lot of relationship building and whatnot, kind of understanding what her needs were, really getting to know the family. Her mom coached her in high school. It became pretty apparent that she really was very close to her family, especially her little brother.
Mm-hmm.
That there could be a chance to keep her in state. And her club coach was telling me that she was close to committing. And then, you know, she said, you know, I'm going to go down and visit Texas. And then I could make a decision after that. Literally, I called and she was on her way back from, she'd just gotten back home from Texas.
Uh-huh.
And they're, you know, 10-time national champion program. And she committed then. And it was pretty special. You know, there was a lot of indicators, having watched her for many, many years.
That's Ray Luce on Lily King, the National Swimmer of the Year, the first woman and just the fourth in Big Ten history to win multiple national championships in 1 year, and the first Hoosier man or woman to win multiple NCAA crowns in 1 year since Jim Montgomery did it for Doc Councilman back 40 years ago. Some story, Lily King. I'm Joe Smith.